USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six Philadelphia police officers wounded but expected to recover. A gunman opening fire on them as they tried to serve a drug warrant yesterday. Then the gunman holed himself up in a home for about 8 hours until he finally surrendered shortly after midnight Eastern Time. Philadelphia's Mayor Jim Kenney says it's another wake-up call about gun violence in America.
Whether it's our six officers who were shot or it's some 15, 17, 20-year-old kid on the streets of Philadelphia who gets shot with guns that shouldn't be in people's hands. And it's just something that we need to do something about.
Stocks reversing course on Wall Street this morning, one day after the Dow Jones average tumbled 800 points. Stocks are higher on news that China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said China might meet the U.S. halfway when it comes to a trade deal. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
Limu and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual. But also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation investigating a huge riot at a prison in Soledad. Prison officials say about 200 inmates started fighting in the yard. 8 inmates hospitalized. No staffers were hurt. It was 50 years ago today that the Woodstock Music Festival got underway in the small town outside Bethel, New York. On a campaign trail, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg held a town hall in Iowa yesterday, saying America can uphold the Second Amendment and still have stricter gun control.
Without allowing it to be twisted into something that puts lives at risk in our schools and our neighborhoods. Americans want universal background checks, red flag laws, and do something about weapons of war on our streets. That is totally compatible with our Constitution, and it is necessary for our national security.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruta, conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruta Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump's to hold campaign rally in Manchester, New Hampshire this evening. The president narrowly losing New Hampshire to Democrat Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. He's hoping to put the Granite State in his win column in 2020. Some Democratic groups are planning protests near the Southern New Hampshire University Arena, where Trump will hold the rally. The president's been spending most of this week vacationing at his New Jersey golf club. Supermarket chain Hy-Vee is looking into a possible data breach of its payment processing systems. The Iowa-based company says it's detected unusual activity at some of its gas stations and coffee shops and store-run restaurants and a few of its Wahlburgers locations. Customers are urged to monitor their credit card statements and keep their eyes open for possible unusual activity on them. Tennessee is set to execute death row inmate Stephen Michael West today. West is to be executed for a 1986 kidnapping and stabbing deaths of a woman and her 15-year-old daughter, who was also raped. West has picked electrocution as his method of execution, and it will be the state's fifth execution since August of last year. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. It's a newly redesigned website. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.